Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Yithro, is a very, very big zechut to have his name and his parasha associated with Aseret HaDibirot. Big zechus, big zachim. This is the Parashat HaShavua of Shver's father-in-law's Peder Zanjun's giving advice. Yeah, so that's the, but it's good. It's good. You have it mina Torah. Yeah, Aitzot. Mechamiv minalan, mamash from Yitro, and you see Moshe Rabbeinu took it. Yeah.
So this Shabbat, definitely reach out to your father-in-law. Say Shabbat
Shalom. Reach out to your father-in-law. Say Shabbat Shalom. And if your father-in-law, reach out to your son-in-law, give him some sound advice. Yeah. Now that's the top. Aval zeh. This is the one Shabbat of the year that the fathers-in-law and the sons-in-law must get along. This is they have to. Yeah. Aval usually b'maaseh bereshit, fathers-in-law and sons-in-law. Most of the, I shouldn't say most because I didn't take a poll, but they tend to get along. What the Mishnah says in Yevamot, the people who don't usually get along from Sheshet Yimei Bereshit is, yeah, daughters-in-law and mothers-in-law. That's already, yeah, that's Chamesh Nashim who are not acceptable for Aidut Isha. One of them is a mother-in-law because Son Odzo Edzo. It's already embedded in the DNA that they don't like each other. So, Bekitzur, Rabotai. Now that we're on the topic of Aseret HaDibirot, obviously there's a lot of excitement. We read Aseret HaDibirot B'tzibur three times a year. Parashat Yitro, and then Shavuot, and then Parashat Vayetchanan again. Now, there are minor differences between the Luchot HaRishonot, Luchot HaShniot, first Aseret HaDibirot, second, most famous of which is Zachor V'Shamor B'dibur Echad Ne'emar, but there are other minor differences between the two. Mikol Makom, there's a lot of controversy. Everybody, you know, this is the yearly thing comes up three times a year, to sit or to stand. Yeah? Leshevet lakum. Yeah, it sounds like uga, uga, uga. Yeah, no, anyway, b'kitzur, so you have to know, leshevet o lakum, ma'osim. So Ashkenazim, anyways, in general, don't have this issue, because Da'at HaRama, in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama writes that anytime there's Kriyat HaTorah, min haga Ashkenazim, kedat HaMordechi is to stand, so they get out of this. That's why if you ever see, especially in yeshivas are very makpid, to stand during Kriyat HaTorah, because that is their minhag. Nevertheless, the entire Kriyah. Some will sit ben gavra le gavra. Some of them will sit between each Aliyah. But once Birkot HaTorah and the Aliyah start, you'll see them whoop, stand up.
I've seen
him
even in his old age.
But Maran Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Mem Vav says very clearly that you do not have to stand for Kriyat HaTorah. You sit, and not only that, Dari HaKadosh in Shara Kavanot writes Meforash, as does the Kaf HaChaim in Siman Kuf Mem Vav, that not only is it permissible to sit during Kriyat HaTorah, but it is actually preferable to sit Al Pi HaKabbalah for Kriyat HaTorah, not to stand up, especially because Yeshiva, anything in Judaism that requires Yeshuva Da'at, we always do sitting. Anything that requires, you know, concentration and I guess clearness, clarity of mind is done sitting, and that's why Minhag HaSfaradim, all the world over, is to sit during Kriyat HaTorah, likewise during Kaddish, right? That's Minhag HaAri, is to sit during Kriyat HaTorah, during Kaddish, so that you have Yeshuva Da'at while listening to the Torah and answering Yesh Merabba. Which begs the next question, what do we do during Aseret HaDibirot? Obviously, Aseret HaDibirot, like the Torah says, Vayitiyasevu betachtit ahar. They stood at the foot of the mountain during the actual giving of the Torah, they were standing. The question is, when we review, when we read about the Aseret HaDibirot, what is the position that we're supposed to be in? That creates a large-scale debate among the poskim, as we'll see soon, and gets a little feisty, which we'll see soon. Yeah? Zat Hashem. We know there is a Gemara in Masechet Berachot. That's where it all starts from. Berachot of Yudbet Amud Aleph. We know that there are certain things that Chazal inserted into Tefillah. You have Parashat HaAkedah, Parashat HaKetoret, Tamid, Sukkot HaZimra, Mizmorim from Tehilim, v'chule. These things were inserted by Chazal into the Tefillah. The Gemara says, Bikshu Chachamim Likboa Amirat Parashat Aseret HaDibirot Bebet HaKneset B'chol Yom. The Chachamim wished to implement the reading, recitation of Aseret HaDibirot into Tefillah every day. V'lama lo keva'ua. Why did they think better of it at the end? Mipene ta'aromet, ta'aromet amini. Yeah, because of the situation whereby this might create a situation, Rashi explains what is Talmud Minim are apostates. Kofrim. So what were Chazal afraid of? Pirush Rashi. Yeah, I miss Rashi. Moed Katan doesn't have, I mean, it does. Rashi Ktaviyat, but you know, the Rashi that's printed Moed Katan is really Rabbeinu Gershon.
When you read it, you say, Rashi says?
Like, I say Rashi. When I'm reading Moed Katan with the Pirush that's printed on the right side of the Daf, I say Rashi. Hergel Lashon is to say Rashi, but you know, but it's really one of the same.
You'll say Rashi, you'll say the Ribbon, and you'll say
Rashbam. Huh? I don't know. He never got. Maybe they didn't have the real Rashi for Moed Katan at the time when they went to print. So they, and it's also a very similar style to Rashi, which isn't so far fetched because Rashi was a Talmid of Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom Maor Gola was one of the Rabbanim of Rashi.
Rashi's teacher.
One of them. Rashi had many Rabbeim. One of them was Rabbeinu Gershom Maor Gola. Anyway, Kitzer.
Are there big not like Machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom?
In the Pirush?
No, like not Sfinah Halacha.
Could be. Could be. Oz Ve'Adar. By the way, if you're learning the Daf, Oz Ve'Adar on the side, on the Gilyon, on the margin of the Daf, they have Rashi Ktav Yad. They write the Rashi Ktav Yad. Anyway, it's good. Gishma Kamaisis. Anyway, Bekitzur. So Rashi over here says, we enter Rashi. Kedei shelo yomru aminim le'ami ha'aretz she'en she'ar ha'torah emet. She'ahokha lekach she'en anu en korim b'chol yom el aseret ediberot she'avar ha'kadosh baruch hu shamanu mipiv b'sinai. True. By the way, there's a machloket between the Shas and the Midrash. How many of the diberot did Am Yisrael actually hear mipiv shel ha'kadosh baruch hu? The Gemara says how many?
Two or ten.
First two. Yafe. The Midrash says that they heard all ten. This is a machloket. If that, according to the opinion that says that they heard all 10 from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what does it mean that they told, that Am Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Daber ata imanu v'nishma'a, ve'al yedaber Elohim imanu pen namut"? There's a machloket, I don't understand that too. But suffice it to say that there is a machloket. But, Herzachayin HaBoysan, Bekitzur, the Chachamim did not establish Aseret HaDeberot as part of the Seder HaTfilah every day, lest apostates take advantage of that and go to the Am Ha'aretz. In Am Ha'aretz, ignoramuses are very gullible, right? They're pretty naive. So they would go over to them and say, oh, you see, only the Aseret HaDiberot is Min HaShamayim. That's the only thing that's Min HaShamayim, because you see, that's the only thing we say in Tefillah. The Chachamim didn't want to take chances, and therefore they said, you know what, we're not going to read Aseret HaDiberot as part of the Tefillah. Be'emet, there's a Tshuvat HaRashba that Rabbi Yosef brings down in Siman Aleph, in Shulchan Aruch, the Tshuvat HaRashba Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Pedalet. The Rashba says,
Siman
Aleph. No, Chelek Aleph Kuf Pedalet. Yeah.
In Siman Aleph.
Of the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. So he says, Shaltim, Ma'u la'am lomar aseret diberot b'shachar b'vet haKnesset. Lefi sheyesh anashim sheyotzim la'niken b'tzibur. They wanted to, I guess, they have a certain itarirut. It's by the way, when you hear it b'tzibur during those three times, it's very exciting. The aliyah goes for a lot of money.
Yeah.
There's certain aliyot, by the way, in my shul. Everybody knows there's certain aliyot go for tons of money. Last week was chock full of expensive aliyot. Why? What'd you have? You had Shirat Hayam. You had Parashat Aman. Wow! Parashat Aman. Now, in my shul, usually what I tend to do, if I can afford it that week, usually the aliyot, you know, Shirat Hayam, Parashat Aman are back to back. But anyway, if I can afford it, I try to buy one of the other aliyot to show the people that I'm buying what they call a
regular
plain aliyah. I like to spend a lot of money on a
you
plain
buy the bargain, aliyah. The bargain one.
Why? No. I like this even if I have to spend a little bit more money to kind of imbue in the minds of the tzibur that there's no such thing as a special aliyah, a plain aliyah, random aliyah. You know what I'm saying? What's the difference between Shirat Hayam and Aseret HaDiberot? And you see exactly the Chazal were concerned about Taharomet Aminim, same Torah, Kulam Mipiro Ayechad Neemlu. Was all said. So you spend money on a random plain aliyah, quote unquote. So I try to do that whenever I can afford it. Sometimes.
What about Zachor? Would you spend more on Zachor because it's a Deoraita level?
So is Parah. I mean,
according to many.
What do you mean? Just to read it versus Shomea Keone?
No, I'm saying. Like, would you say Zachor is more important to buy than
Zachor?
Let's
is, To buy? No. Zachor is certainly more important because it's deoraita.
No, I'm saying, you have, like, let's say you were to speak with someone and say, look, you always buy az yashir, but, you know, does Zachor become more important than az yashir? Because it's a deoraita? Does the question make...
Yes, it is more significant because it's deoraita. Does it make it more significant to buy because of deoraita? No. And, you know, what's the difference? Whether you read it, you're being yotze by reading, you're being yotze by shomea ka'oneh, I have chazal. Chazal tell me, I'm yotze by shomea ka'oneh, so that's it. Now, as follows.
Isn't aliyat shishi more preferred as well?
So it's a machloket between pshat and sod, according to the Shulchan Aruch and the poskim ha-pashtanim. Aliyat shlishi is the choicest of the aliyot, and according to the Ariya Kadosh and Shara Kavanot, shishi, which is aliyat ha-yesod, that is the choicest of all aliyot. By the way, this week comes out that Aseret Dibirot actually falls out aliyat shishi. So, works out for the Mekubalim. Anyway,
that's why in general. Maran, they gave him shishi though, I heard, always.
Minhag HaSfaradim is to be makhshiv aliyat shishi the most. And by Ashkenazim, usually give the Rav, the Rosh Hashiva, you give him usually aliyat shlishi. That's by Ashkenazim usually. So, anyway, the Kitzur, the Rashba, says like this. Teshuvah asur la'asot ken. Ve'afal pi shishaninu. He said, the Kitzur, I'm just going to paraphrase the Rashba. He says, asur to be koveyad in the tefillah. Why? Because the Chachamim said it's asur, and even though they wanted in Masechet Tamid, it says that in the order of the tefillah in the Bet HaMikdash, they wanted to put Aseret HaDiberot in. The Chachamim thought better of it, and they didn't do it at the end. What then becomes surprising is that the Tur, in Or HaChaim, Siman Aleph, first Siman HaShemanot, the Tur says, Ve'tov lomar parashat ha'akedah u'parashat ha'man va'aseret HaDiberot. When he's speaking about Seder HaTfilah, he says there are certain things that you should say. Yeah, you say Akedah, Man, and Aseret HaDiberot. The Bet Yosef jumps, he cries foul on this tour. Hare, the Gemara says, both Bavli and Yerushalmi and Puskim Rishonim, they all say that you're not supposed to say Aseret HaDiberot. Why then would the tour put this into the recommended text of the Tfilah? The Bet Yosef answers, when did they say? When did Chazan say that you shouldn't say it because of Tarumet Aminim? That's only when it's being said betzibur, when the tzibur as a whole is saying it. But for a yachid, even if he's praying with a tzibur, if a yachid wishes to say Aseret HaDiberot, that Chazal didn't have a problem with. Although, by the way, if you look in our sidurim, it's not there. We don't say it even be yachid. But if a yachid would want to say it, even when praying with a tzibur, la chaul ma'aseh, the Bet Yosef says that it would be mutar, it's not part of Tarumet Aminim. This is all, Rabotai, by the way, this is to kind of introduce the idea of why we should or should not stand up on this. It would seem that if Chazal didn't want to draft Aseret HaDiberot as part of the Seder HaTfilah because of Tarumet Aminim, what does that tell you about standing during Aseret HaDiberot? The point is, when you show any sort of superiority or any more significance to Aseret HaDiberot versus anything else. Now, by Ashkenazim, it's not a big deal because they're standing anyway. But if you're Sfaradi, and you're following Maran and Ariya Kadosh, and you're always sitting for Kriyat HaTorah, and all of a sudden you stand up, that could potentially create a piton peh for the minim the Chazal were concerned about. And in it, there's a very famous Tshuvat Rambam in Hotzat Freiman, Siman Menvav, which the Marikash, Rabbeinu Yaakov Castro, in a Shelot, he was a Talmid of the Radbaz, Talmid Mufak of the Radbaz, Rosh Rabbeinu Mitzrayim. So in Shut Ahole Yaakov, which is his Shelot Uchuvot, Siman Lamed Gimal, he quotes the Arabic version of the Tshuvat Rambam. We know that the Rambam wrote everything the Rambam ever wrote was in Arabic, Judeo-Arabic, besides for the Mishneh Torah Yad HaChazakah, that he wrote in Lashon HaKodesh, but everything else he ever wrote was in Judeo-Arabic. What's Judeo-Arabic?
He's famous for saying that Shofarot is just his notes. It can't be for a second until you see the basis. Yeah,
well, I mean, yeah, nachon. So the Ma'arikash quotes the Tshuvat Rambam, and they asked him that they had a keila in Bavel that did stand for Aseret HaDiberot, and they wanted the Rambam's take on that, and in the Rambam's classic fiery l'shaynus, the Rambam over there says that it's a terrible minhag, and you should be mevatel the minhag, specifically because of Tarumet Aminim, which we've been speaking about. And they said, well, they're doing it already. Yeah, what does that mean? Yeah, we have other places that are doing it. Why should we stop? The Rambam says in Arabic, in Hebrew, the translation is like this. He says, "Uma she'ta'an chacham ha'acher she'anshe Bavel nohagim la'amod be'et kriyat aseret diberot en ta'ana zo kelum." He says this claim is garnished. Why? "Lefi she'im nir'eh anashim bri'im decholim lo nechale anachnu et bri'im kedesh she'yu shavim lacholim." The Rambam says, if you walk into a hospital and you have sick people and healthy people, so he says, well, you know, let's try to get everybody on the same page. How do we get everybody on the same page? Do we make the healthy people sick, or we try to make the sick people healthy? He says, "Ela mishtadel lehavrot et acholim lehashvotam lebriim," which means the Rambam equates bederech mashal those who stand during aseret diberot to sick people. Yeah. Anyway, that's bilshon Rambam. That's what he said. That's a Rambam. Now, it's a little bit of a...
What about you solve it by just giving it to the Rav always?
The Rambam says, and also the Minhag in Bavel isn't such a raya, because over there they would give it to the Resh Mesivta. They would give it to the Resh Hashiva over there. And anyway, that's the Minhag. Now, by the way, there is... I'm going to get more into the literature in a second. The Minhag in Kiser HaChamim happens to be, they bring it down in Tikkun Kor'im Ish Matzliach, that by they give it to Talmid Chacham Chashuv Me'akeila, either the Rav or the Rosh Hashiva or whatever it is, and then anyways, you stand up from the beginning of the Aliyah, and then you don't have a problem. Now here's the issue. That's a wonderful minhag. That happens to be what we do by us in the Keila. Also, you give it to the Rav, or you give it to one of the Chashuvei HaKal for everybody to stand up. The issue with that is that even when you give an Aliyah to the Rav, there's two different groups of people in our shul, and I would assume in different shuls as well. There are people who consider the Rav to be their Rav Mara De'atra and Rabbama Mupak, such that they remain standing for the duration of the Aliyah all the time, any Aliyah that he gets. And then there's people who, again, Yesh Panim Lekan Ulkan Ba'alacha, there's some people who don't view the Rav Mara De'atra as their Rebbe Mupak, and they only stand up for either beginning and end for his Birkot HaTorah, at least in the beginning. Sometimes they get up for the end also, but for the Gufa Aliyah, for the actual Aliyah, they go back to their seated. Now, what would be the problem with this? If they usually do that during the year, if they're standing only for the Brachot and they sit for the Gufa Aliyah that the Rav gets during the year, and then for Aseret HaDibirot when he gets the Aliyah, they stand for the duration of the Aliyah,
back to square one.
Lo Asita Klum. Right, you didn't do anything. You have still the issue of Taromet Aminim, so that didn't solve much. So this solution would only help if you're one of those people, or you're one of those kehilot that remain standing for the duration of the Aliyah for the Rav Mara De'atra. If you stay, so that
Rabbi, if a person is standing up for his father according to Halakha in the correct way, yes. Uh-huh. Would you stand up for the entire Aliyah for a father or somebody that you are supposed to respect? Or is it sufficient to stand and sit down, or is it minhag?
Yes, that's a good point. If let's say your father or your father-in-law or your Rebbe Muvak, a person whom you would usually stand for the duration of the Aliyah for, gets this Aliyah. And the Tzibur has the minhag kedat and Rambam to sit. Now your father gets the Aliyah v'aseret ha'dibirot. What should he do now? On the one hand, I want to stand up for my father like I usually do. On the other hand, everybody else is sitting, and this is Aseret HaDibirot, Taromet Aminim. That's a legitimate question. So the halakha would be that over there wouldn't be Taromet Aminim, and you would stand as you usually do, because nobody would attribute the fact that you're standing now to Taromet Aminim, right? To Aseret HaDibirot. They would associate it with what? Everybody knows it's your father, and just like during any other Aliyah your father gets, during the rest of the year, you stand up while the rest of the tzibur is sitting. So you don't have a chashash of taromet aminim over there. So you would stand for your father or father-in-law. You know, some people do it for their brother, and you know, everybody has their different minhagim. So yeah,
halacha means you should remain standing. Let's say you're a rabbi. Halacha is you should remain standing for the entirety of the bracha.
For the entirety of the Aliyah, not bracha, Aliyah.
Aliyah, yeah.
Okay. And same thing for a father or for a father-in-law. If a person, that's already actually written in poskim, there are certain people, when their father gets an Aliyah, they only stand for the brachot. That minhag is incorrect. Zelo nachon. You're supposed to remain standing for the duration of the Aliyah until his bracha acharonah ala Torah. Now, this Rambam, I will not...
Rabbi, I mean,
Is it talui b'minhag?
I guess so, but the poskim do say to remain standing for the aliyah. Now, Rabotai, this Rambam is not uncontested. There are many achanonim that do come and defend the minhag of standing up, even for just the aseret ha-diberot, for several different reasons. Agaon Rabbeinu Shmuel Abohav, in his Shelot u'Tshuvot Dvar Shmuel, is the first of the achanonim to defend this minhag. And he says, everybody understands chachamim were afraid of inserting aseret ha-diberot into tefillah because of their, by saying it every day, people will understand, maybe mistakenly, that there's some sort of significance to it. But when you're standing up for aseret ha-diberot, parashat Yitro, Shavuot, Vayit Hanan, whatever it is, everybody understands that it's not to give it more, to give it more significance than other portions of the Torah. Everybody understands that it's only from the excitement and trying to reenact the ma'amad, what happened at Har Sinai, what happened by Har Sinai, everybody was standing. Yeah, if you want to reenact Har Sinai, you should really get like a smoke machine and shofaro. It's Shabbos, you can't really do that. But lightning, whatever. But if you can do it before Shabbat, that would be cool to have smoke machines and thunder and lightning and zachin and shofarot. Yeah, obviously, I'm kidding. But the point is, as much as we can reenact Ma'amad Har Sinai by standing up, right? Standing up, so there's no issue over there. Now, that's one. The Maharshal, very interestingly, and the Bet Yaakov, Shut Bet Yaakov, they say, he says on Parashat Yitro and Vayit Hanan, when it's only he says on Shavuot, which is the actual day that we got the Torah, it is appropriate to stand up and to reenact. But on Parashat Yitro and Vayit Hanan, which are not the actual days of Kabbalat HaTorah, it's just the days of Parashat HaShavua that we read, and it comes out in these days, you shouldn't stand up. He makes a chiluk between Shavuot versus Yitro and Vayit Hanan. Okay, that's a shita. There are other shitot, Manan Achida, in his Sefer Machazik Bracha, and his Sefer Tov Ayin, as well as Rabbeinu Yisrael Yaakov El-Ghazi, they both say that the minhag, even among the Sfaradim and even Mekubale Bet El, Rabbeinu Yisrael Yaakov El-Ghazi was the author of the Shalmei Tzibur. And he's Shalmei Tzibur, many other Sfarim also, is tremendous Mekubal. He was Rishon Lezion, and he was also Rosh Hashivat Mekubalim Bet El. So he writes that the minhag is to also stand up for Aseret HaDiberot, as does the Bechor Shor say, especially he says, because minim are very few and far between. There's many non-religious people today, but very few apostates, like apikorsim and whatever, because to be an apostate, you have to kind of be intelligent. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Intelligence is something that's very hard to come by in our generation. You know what I'm saying? There's no such thing
common as... Common sense is not so common.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. There's no such thing as a frum chiloni. You know what I'm saying? Like a lech ais. No, they are right. That's everybody always jumps to say, right? Tinok shenishba. What's tinok shenishba? Tinok shenishba miskin. He doesn't know anything anyway. He doesn't know any better. Yeah, so he calls it teflex. Nebach miskin. No, they are. Yeah, lachem. When the Baruch Hashem, you know what I'm saying? Achshu dara. Even in the times of the Beit Hamikdash. Tzedokim, Baitosim, Tzedok u'Baitos, they were Talmidei Chachamim. You know, they went off. But in order to start such a movement, you got to know something. You know what I'm saying? They were Rishaim, but at least they were rooted in intelligence. Nowadays, we don't have that really anymore. And these posts can say that we don't have to be so concerned. Nevertheless, Maran Zechon Olbracha vehemently disagrees with these Achronim, and he says that at those times of the Achronim, Tshuvat HaRambam wasn't yet made famous. And he says if they would see the Tshuvat HaRambam, like we, you know, this is a tool that we implement in halacha many times. Would the Bet Yosef, even by the Bet Yosef, we say, would he have seen these Rishonim, then he would have backtracked in his opinion, or he wouldn't have said that. So if these, certainly we can say it with regards to the Rambam. Now again, I do know there's a Shita of the Chazon Ish. He writes both in Sefer Chazon Ish and in his Mikhtavim that the Kabbalah of the Horaot of the Rambam, and we only say we give that validity to his Sfarim of the Yad HaChazakah and things that we already had. Yad HaChazakah, the Perush HaMishnayot, those things. But new Mikhtavim and new Igrot that come out, even if we can verify that they were from the Rambam, nevertheless, the Kabbalah, the Horaot of the Rambam doesn't apply to these things because it wasn't part of the Mesorah. It wasn't part of the tradition. Maran Zichron al-Bracha throughout Yabi Omer disagrees with this claim, and he says, you know, the Rambam has nothing to do with Mesorah. The Rambam was a person, and just as much credence as we give to the Rambam in his Mishneh Torah, in his Perusha Mishnayot, in the other things that we know, in Yigeret Teman, Yigeret Hashma, the other things that he wrote, even if there's new tshuvot that come out, new mechtavim, that we can successfully, and by the way, there are ways that historians have, you know, handwriting, there's plenty of ways to verify whether it's an authentic ktav from the Rambam or not, but once we verified it, that, you know, the same Mesorah that we attribute to the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, right? He wrote the same thing, you know what I'm saying? Just because we just discovered it now doesn't mean so. Therefore, he disagrees with that claim, and we do very much if we can. There's many Piskei Halacha. What do you think? In my shul, I do Kiminag Maran Zichron al-Bracha, which is that we don't stand unless, because it's not a Davar Katsuv, we do sell Aliyat Shishi. So if somebody random buys it, so we remain seated. And if the Rav buys it, or somebody random buys it for the Rav, and the minhag in the shul is to stand all the time for the duration of an aliyah for the Rav, then you remain standing. It's, you know, basically the ways that we navigate.
Again, Rabbi, so what do you do? What do you do if, for whatever, everyone's standing, and should one sit in such a case?
Yes, yeah, so that's another very interesting shaila. Again, you don't have to make. Although the Rambam and consequently Maran Zichron al-Bracha in Yichavedat and several other in Chazon Avadia and other things, he writes to be mevatel et minhag, but it is a legitimate minhag to stand for Aseret Diberot. It's not from thin air. There's plenty of poskim who do defend the minhag. There's plenty of, you know, Gedolei Acharonim who defend the minhag. Now, what happens if you're among Ashkenazim on any of these three Shabbatot, Yitro, Shavuot, Vayit Hanan, or even if you're not by Ashkenazim, let's say you're by Sfaradim, even we find even Maran Achida and Gedolei Mekubalim were fans of this minhag. Maran Achida says that was the minhag, so does the Shalmei Tzibur, Rosh Yeshivat Mekubalim. It did exist. So what happens if you find yourself in such a keila? Over there, there's another element at play, which is even though your shita, which might be true, which might be the correct shita, is to sit during Aseret HaDiberot, but everybody knows there is a famous baraita in Masechet Derech Eretz Zota. Everybody knows it. It says, "Le'olam lo yeh adam omed ben ha-yoshvim ve-yoshev ben ha-omdim." Even when halacha permits it, or requires it, you should not be standing among the seated or seated among the standing, which means even though it's a mashal, but what's the mashal for? Don't stick out. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to make havganot. Even when we say, by the way, there's a machloket.
Don't be the sore thumb.
Yeah. Now, don't be the unburnt part of the tadi. You know what I'm saying? Try, blend in. Now he says like this. Yeah. That's a good mashal, no? Yeah, he says like this. Yeah. The kitzur. Now, you know, there's machloket, whether or not, let's say you're Sfaradi praying an Ashkenazi minyan during the week. It's always a debate. To say tachanun, meaning standing and banging, not to do it, what's the halacha? According to Maran Zichron al-Bracha, he says, Beferush in Yichavedat, in Halichot Olam, there's no issue with the Sfaradi banging, meaning doing Ashamnu Bagadnu, even an Ashkenazi minyan, standing up for a few seconds to do it and then sitting down and not doing the Filat Tafan. You can do your own thing. Because everybody knows the machloket in the minhagim, it's not a problem of sectarianism, which is lotit godud. But Maran Zichron al-Bracha does say, in reverence of this halacha of le'olam lo yadam omed ben yoshvim v'yoshev ben omdim, be normal. You know what I'm saying? I've seen this many times before that in Ashkenazi shul you'll have a Sfaradi who's standing at the bima for tachanun, and they all, you know, after chazarat hashatz, they all sit down to do nefilat apayim. And then this guy is starting to do Tarzan in the middle of he starts, you have to be a little normal, you know what I'm saying? And they're saying tachanun quietly. ויעבור השם על פניו, ויקרא חמור. מה אתה עושה? You have to be a little bit, you know, be discreet, stand on the side, be normal, you know what I'm saying? מצווה גדולה, to be normal. That's the יסוד of the Torah. My Rishiva Alav Shalom, Hagaon Rav Shmuel Birnbaum used to say everything, and I say this all the time, but it's kedai, because this is the Yesod HaYesodot. People ask, what's the Yesod of the Torah? The Yesod HaTorah is the fifth Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Rosh Hashiva used to say, what's the fifth Shulchan Aruch? We all know that there's four volumes of the Shulchan Aruch. What's the fifth? The fifth is, he says, I'm going to say this in English. He used to speak Yiddish. He says, I'll say this in English so you can all understand. He said, the fifth Shulchan Aruch is, don't be stupid. You understand? Being stupid is Isur Deoraita. Yeah? Lo tihye chamor. That's Isur Torah. Now, Bekitzur, huh? Mer Shiva, alav shalom. Now, it's important to kind of blend in. So, to Michael's question, when you have a situation where, again, you're not going to start making afganot in the middle of the tefillah, you know, picketing, sit down, it's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? They're standing. Now, the question is, what are you going to do? Nobody doesn't force you to stand. But halacha and derech eretz dictates that you should get up so that you blend in with the tzibur, even though it happens not to be your personal
meaning. If you know they're going to stand, yeah, you stand the entire kriya to be like minhag ramah,
or at least for the kriya.
No, say the entire kriya.
Yeah.
Like the ramah.
Let me know if you can on the side also.
Yes.
On the side.
Or you can be the guy who's so next to the reader, and then you're.
Yeah, or you can make afghana. You know what I'm saying? You can do that too. So, Bekitzur Rabotai, we're going to take a short break for a moment and get back on for Parsha. Give me 1 second.
Rabbi, one quick question. Imagine you have an average rabbi.
Yeah, hello? I hear you. 1 second, let me just... Yeah. Shom'imotah, we hear you. You are always heard. 1 second.
Imagine you have
Mikey,
an assistant rabbi,
and?
For example.
And square.